Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. You know, what do you say, Sarah, to that person listening who's right in the midst of heartbreak and disappointment? And I get it. I want them to read your book because just the context you give, that when you're surrounded by people who have what you want and you don't yet, and how it is just heartbreaking. But like, as you say, there's so much more of God to experience in that place, but it really is an invitation. And I'm setting this up too big here. I'm going to think of a more simple way to say it. But what word of encouragement do you have on this side of some of those battles that you've experienced in God, where had you just gotten your way, what you might have missed of him?
I would say, you know, this is your golden hour. This is your sweet opportunity to fall in love with God. And if we were all really honest, the deepest cry of our heart for our lives on this earth is to fall in love with a God who is crazy in love with us. And so I would say, don't waste this moment wishing that it would be over. And I don't think that's a callous statement. I think it's very true that the world will allure you to wish this moment is over when it might be full of treasure from God that would change you forever. So I would say, sit in this moment as long as you need to find his love for you and to fall in love with him.
So good. You wrote, God was bringing a glory out of this barrenness and a greater hunger for him out of our longing. Listen to this. Okay. This new desire for an old concept, impact, came not from pressing or forcing as we once had, but from receiving. He whispered in the dark when no one else was looking, and we were there hidden to hear him. And I want to say that again, because I don't want to rush past this too quickly, because it's a profound insight. Hear it again. God is bringing a glory out of this barrenness and a greater hunger for him out of our longing. This new desire for an old concept, impact, came not from pressing or forcing as we once had, but from receiving. He whispered in the dark when no one else was looking, and we were there hidden to hear him. And it's such a profound insight, Sarah, because when we're, if we're not getting what we want, you see it in scripture where we manipulate situations to get a counterfeit, and that always falls woefully short. So we can either take matters into our own hands, which for believers is catastrophic because we can't create our best. God only can do that. Or we can be hidden in that place where we're positioned to hear from him. And so maybe talk to that person. We just have a moment before I ask you to pray, who's maybe tempted, tired of waiting, and tempted to take matters into their own hands, that they could be positioned to hear him. And it comes from receiving, not from striving and doing.
Yeah, I would say that this is the time to talk to God about the places in your heart where you have been slow to receive his love. And that this really is, it isn't that this is a, you haven't been sidetracked. It's not a back alley. This is a beautifully purposed time where you get to understand parts of your heart that you've never understood before, and you get to see him in light of that. And there is a sweetness to being hidden in the Lord that the world could never fully understand or comprehend. But he knows, and he's purposed our lives for that kind of hidden conversation with him.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.